This is Maurice Lahine, Friday the 30th of April 2010, and I'm talking to Jimmy Moore in Vicar Street, the longest surviving former Tuam Stars player and official, who was also a football board secretary in the early 1950s. And I just want to ask you, Jimmy, your memories of the early Tuam Stars players.
Yes, well, first of all, I was chairman of the board, not secretary. That you mentioned.
Of the football board?
Yes. And you asked me about the players that I knew in my own time or ahead of my time.
Before that, when you were young?
Yes, when I was young, I saw Paddy Kelly. He'd been Val's uncle now. Paddy Kelly was a great footballer, a great clubman. And he played football with us even as junior. We need to go. He was over 40, I said, before he stopped. But I knew Paddy Welch, the Welches, you know.
Tubber Jarrett.
Yeah. And Martin Mannion, Paddy Hannon. Those mean nothing to anybody, I presume. I don't know them. And Chronic Snohilly.
Jim Nohilly.
Jimmy Nohilly, Chronic, we used to call him. And then when I had him, you know. Like they were in the late 20s, I'd say. They're the Turtles. Well, can I think about it more?
Do you remember the 1931 Galway team? Some of the players were from Tuam, the Galway junior team, the one the All-Ireland.
Yeah.
Some of them were from Tuam, like Martin Rooney.
Martin Mannion, I think, was he on it? Martin Mannion. And, strange, I remember other fellas rather than Tuam, and they were on it. Joe Keller of Ben Slow. And Kerry played them here in Moore, and there was a fellow named Mick O'Shea playing with Kerry. I played with him afterwards in Geraldine in Dublin. He was playing with the Kerry team, but Galway beat them. And Galway won the final in a tie that year. They played Kildare. And Paul Russell, ex-Kerry, was refereeing it. And the last few kicks of the game, there was a penalty awarded. Am I okay?
Yeah.
And Joe Keller, they took it. And he scored the goal, but the goalie tipped it going in. And Russell didn't know whether he could allow that because there was some kind of a rule. It was all right, but there was a rule that it had to be scored. There could be no other help in scoring, if you know what I mean, and the rule was that way. But of course, it was a perfect goal. But I came home, there was a busload from here. They were all night coming home from a day, and they didn't know whether they won or lost. But went to an amazing anyhow, and of course, they got it. It was a score. I can't think of any other junior that might have been playing.
Mick Stewart.
No, yes. Oh, yes, Mick was a grand footballer.
And Bill Burrell was
there. Oh, yes, Mick, Bill, yes.
And Tom Tunney was earlier, was he?
A little after, I'd say.
After?
A little, yeah.
Bill Burrell was a baker in Hines's.
In Hines's, yes, he was a great bit of stuff. Heard
from Kildare, was he?
Don't know where he came from, actually. I don't know.
And Martin Rooney from the Old Road, he was in the forwards, I think.
Scorch, yeah. Scorch, you used to call him. I don't know, can I think of any more of them?
Now, do you remember Harry Boucher?
Do I remember Harry Boucher? I never forget Harry Boucher. He deployed me at 2 All-Ireland medals in the 1 year. I was on the Connacht Colleges, and we beat Munster in Killarney, and we played the final in Roscommon against Ulster. And Harry Boucher was on that team. And he was a great man at the time, wasn't as well known as it is now, hand to toe. But he covered a lot of ground. But he scored, he beat us anyhow, they won by a pint, they beat us by a pint. And then I played with minors, we won the minor championship in Galway, the Galway team. And we played Cavan in the All-Ireland semi-final. Cavan were playing me on the senior final the same day in Mullingar. So Galway weren't in it, so we had no following, but we had a good team. But Harry Boucher was playing for that team. And we were pint for pint until just midway in the second half. They broke down, and I think he scored three goals. But they beat us 4 or 5 points. But that's the hell of a butcher that I knew at 2 All-Ireland medals got in the 1 year. That's the, my remembrance of hell of a butcher. I met him afterwards, he was a priest, he was in England. We had a chat. As a matter of fact, in the dogs of Monaghan one night, the chap beside me, he said, did you ever hear of hell of a butcher? Did I ever hear of hell of a butcher? Will I ever forget hell of a butcher? He's down there now, he says.
An unusual name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Butcher.
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin, yeah.
That was a minor championship. We were beating Kevin, we were just that bit better than us. We had a rather good team. We had Jada Canavan and Martin Grealish and Joe Canavan, Paddy Fitzgerald, Dr. Fitzgerald, Sean Thornton, Tom Hogan, Ricky Boak, Paddy Mitchell, Paul Joyce, Martin Lister, Michael Sweller, and they just were that little bit better than us.
But well, the three goals didn't help either.
No, didn't help at all. However, that.
Now, you were telling me you walked down to Kilbennan in 1934, October, November.
Correct, 34, because Galway won the All-Ireland in Shelly County. There might be one or two more gone to America. They were on tour, you know. Holiday, and myself and two pals, we were walked. There was a match, Tumen Dunmore in a league final in entrance in Kilbennan. So the three of us, my two pals, we walked out, walked all the way, and when we arrived there, Tume Juniors were after playing a match before us, and the seniors were shot. The men had only 14 seniors. When we arrived. So the man that was looking after the juniors wouldn't give them, they wanted to get a junior, and he wouldn't give them one because he said if he played senior, he couldn't play junior again.
Right.
So the press gang me in simply, I said, I'm nothing, I'm only 15, exactly 15 in September. And they got me in gear anyhow. So I put on the gear, we played the match, I scored 3 goals and a point, and I had to walk it home again. And I never got a medal.
And did you ever, did the Chum Stars ever give you a medal for that?
No.
That was the North Board League final.
It possibly was, yeah. No, I did not.
And they never ever gave you a medal afterwards?
No, hell, I only knew I was there at all.
They were trying to cover it up, I said.
Now, you won a club championship medal in 1942 and 43.
That's right.
With Jim Stairs.
That's right. Now, I wasn't too well that time. I had come home from Dublin. I got into bad health. Actually, I got TB. But it was very severe dose. And it was in the abdomen, not in the lungs, which was extraordinary. But I came home and I couldn't, I was very tinder, and I couldn't, I tried to play, I was dying to play, I was only starting, getting going, but eventually I was on that part of the team, part of three, but I couldn't get full fitness, really, you know, but I was all right, but I was coming up to very slow, but we won the two of them anyhow. I remember we played the university in the final in this part of three team in Galway. But no, that's not the day, they beat us that day. That's not the final of that team, I forget that, but the other one was probably in Pertmore or Bendislaw. However, that's the two that I won, but I wasn't fully.
And you actually played for Galway at that, around that time, 43?
I played for Galway in that time, and the war was on, and the National League was set aside, but the counters were allowed to arrange and they liked themselves and they come to the petrol position, travelling. So this must be a Connacht League or something, you know. But we met Roscommon in the final, that's the first day I played, and we beat them. We had a try then for the seniors who were playing Mayo in Castlebar in the first round of the championship. We had a try there and I got on the team. I was picked right foot forward. But from the Roscommon match, which was only a week or two before, I got a dead leg. And I wasn't able to, hardly able to walk on a main run. So I couldn't play, even though I was picked. And Mayo won. But after that, I didn't play anymore. I couldn't, I wasn't able. I wasn't 100% fit.